Well, we know that establishing a framework for a campaign involves a number of formative activities that are critical to a campaign success. Our next speaker, Stacey Nelson, is going to speak to that notion. Stacey is the president and founder of AdEase, where in this role she's been integral in the development and execution of a California-based suicide prevention campaign. Today, Stacey is going to share with us the first year of activities that resulted in the development of a framework for this campaign. Stacey.
Thank you. So the California Mental Health Services Authority, which is named CalMESA, or referred to as CalMESA, was funded by the Mental Health Services Act, which awarded several contracts to realize three goals. The initiatives include a suicide prevention initiative, a stigma discrimination reduction initiative, as well as a student mental health initiative. The funding and framework was developed to change California from a crisis-based system to a prevention and wellness system with an emphasis on underserved populations. And one of the most interesting things that's come out of this is the counties in California realized that if they actually got together and pooled their funds as part of a joint powers authority, their dollars and impact could go a lot farther than if they were trying to do multiple programs on an individual community level. So the joint powers authority now is supported by 54 of the 58 counties in California and represents about 95% of the population. So we started the campaign doing a lot of different research activities. The first was to hit the road and meet with all 58 counties, or attempt to meet with all 58 counties, to learn about their current activities as well as what it was that they needed to come out of this program. Our team did an extensive literature review of existing suicide prevention campaigns, and what we're really looking for is what's been done, what worked, why those campaigns work, so that we could utilize those practices in our framework. We also did an in-depth analysis of the different media, be it broadcast, print, TV, web, and really looked at which media was adhering to the generally accepted safe messaging guidelines, so we could measure the impact that we'll have on those, as well as a knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs survey. We did a random digit dial of over 2,000 California residents, specifically trying to measure key indicators such as recognition of warning signs and understanding of resources available. The knowledge, attitude, and beliefs study really brought to light two key findings that became the foundation for the campaign. The first was that those who knew of a crisis line or other resources were significantly more confident in their own ability to start a conversation with somebody that they were concerned about. The second was that those who had a knowledge of at least one warning sign were significantly more confident in their ability to discuss it with someone that they love or care about. So again, understanding what a resource is and understanding what a warning sign was empowered people to open a dialogue and start having a conversation. So we applied that to our campaign logic model, or a messaging logic model, which is kind of difficult for, I think, the people in the back to read. So I'll run through it real quick, which is that if people know the warning signs of suicide, and if they know the resources where they can seek help, then they'll be more confident in their ability to discuss suicide. And if they know what questions to ask and how to intervene with a person at risk, then they will take the appropriate steps and more people will be helped as a result. So you'll see kind of a lot of these messages resonating through some of the things that we're talking about today. Then when we apply this to the stages of change model and understanding that our target is the general population of California, it became evident that we're really trying to reach people when they're in the contemplation phase. And when they're in the contemplation phase, if we can increase their understanding of resources and increase their understanding of warning signs, then we have better prepared them in their preparation, and they will be more effective when they take action and open that dialogue. So looking at the target audience of the general public, because we're trying to reach people across their lifespan, the emphasis is on the helpers of those people who are at risk. So basically, anybody in the state of California falls into the target audience. But there's an emphasis on helpers who can reach middle-aged white men because they have the highest rates of completion, Latina youth because they had the highest or the highest numbers of completion, Latina youth because they have the highest number of attempts, as well as rural residents because they have extremely high rates overall but also have limited resources. And then as far as underserved populations, we're developing materials for African Americans, Asian Pacific Islanders, Latinos, LGBTQ, and Native Americans. So from there, based on the input that the counties gave us, we developed the Your Voice Counts Forum. And this is a forum for stakeholders statewide. When we went out and we interviewed the counties, we asked them to provide their key stakeholders in the communities to cover a range of groups from cultural brokers to faith-based communities to survivor support groups so that we could inform stakeholders throughout the state as well as to the campaign activities, as well as solicit input and feedback on the messaging, the models, the targets, and the activities. So we now have over 500 stakeholders covering all 58 counties. Not all 58, close. From there, we developed the campaign messaging, which is pain isn't always obvious, with the campaign emblem of Know the Signs. And this has been vetted through focus groups in both rural and urban communities throughout California, as well as on the Your Voice Counts Forum. The straightforward message of Know the Signs was the starting point of suicide prevention, and in addition to creating knowledge about what to look for, campaign materials promote information on what to do and encourage people to take action. So this beautiful campaign framework, which most people can't read because it's too late in here and it's a little on the small side, I'll walk you through it. In the 11 o'clock, the green blocks represent the three primary goals of the campaign, which is early intervention, systems change, and prevention. So starting at 11 o'clock, the early intervention, the goal is to increase the capacity of Californians to prevent suicide because they know the warning signs, they know how to offer help, and they know where the resources are. And this is supported through strategies such as the mass media campaign, the campaign toolkits distributed to the counties, the campaign website, as well as a student PSA contest. Systems change is that more news media knows how and or have policies in place regarding safe reporting on suicide, and this is being supported through activities such as a media advocacy toolkits and training, media forums, survivor support groups, a survivor support group sustainability manual, as well as distribution of reporting to the news media. Last but not least is prevention, with the goal that more individuals with thoughts of suicide know of resources and are helped by others. And this is supported through activities such as targeted outreach materials for priority and at-risk populations, as well as enhanced technical assistance to small and rural communities. So this is the campaign website, which is suicideispreventable.org. And I encourage you all to go to the site and check it out. It is absolutely different from most public health websites that are out there. The goal for the website is really singular. It's in its intent. And what it is we are trying to get people to just follow these three steps. Recognize the warning signs, learn how to have a conversation, and reach out for additional resources. So when you go to the site and you go to the first button about recognizing the warning signs, it will populate with 40 different warning signs that might be there. And when you click on those warning signs, it gives more description. Going through, and it will lead you through the path of how to start a conversation and then where to go for resources. The resources are on a national, state, and by county level, and the counties all have access to be able to go in and update or modify their resources as needed. All of the activities for the campaign drive people to this website. So here are some campaign materials. You guys are getting a preview because it launches next week after the election. And these are samples of two print ads that we have, surrounded by my friends. I've never felt so alone, as well as the Spanish version, which I'm not going to try to read the headline for. Because the goal is to reach the general population of California with a targeted emphasis on helpers and Latinas, these are the two images that we are using through the print ads. The Spanish materials were not just translated versions of the English materials. They are, they have the same look, but the message is significantly different as directed by the Spanish focus groups. And last but not least, these are additional campaign materials. So next week we've got TV starting in both English and Spanish, as well as billboards throughout the state of California. On the bottom right-hand corner is a sample of a poster that's part of the toolkit that's going out to the counties. And the toolkits to these counties are full of all of the campaign materials, but established in a way that the individual counties can go in and change the contact information or edit the website and URLs as they need. So what we're doing is not only putting the campaign out on a statewide level, but we're empowering the counties to take it and use it at a local level for consistency throughout all 58 counties. The materials, because this presentation is about the framework for the campaign and not the campaign itself, I am happy to say that most of the materials that are going live are on the Your Voice Counts forum. So if you want to go to www.yourvoicecounts.org, you can log on and go to the resources section and take a look at and or download these materials if you're in California. And last but not least, I do want to mention that there is the Directing Change. I had mentioned the Student Public Service Announcement Campaign, and that is in conjunction with the Stigma Discrimination Reduction Initiative as well as the Student Mental Health Initiative, whereby there is a statewide public service announcement contest for all high school students that they can submit on either suicide prevention or stigma discrimination reduction. There's a $1,000 prize for the winning entry. And so there are some materials on that program in the back of the room as well.